All right, let's finish up with our best bets. Actions, family values. I hope you've been following us on the Twitter in the off-season, or X, whatever it's called now. We had some good bets in the off-season on the Twitter. MTV. Yes,
MTV it,
Movie Awards. Yeah, Pedro Pascal for Best Hero. He was paying $1.91. That was an absolute joke. I hope you got on that. Yeah, I got on a few others. And then for Khan, Anatomy of a Fall, that was paying $13. So both those, they started my season off very nicely. Just a drop a little humble brag. I've got a cumulative POT for those two awards of 160% at the moment. So you two better bring it for the Emmys. Emmys, I usually have a bit of a downfall. So you two better bring it. Anyway, best bets. Professor, what do you got?
Yeah, so I think we can mostly agree now that Flowers of the Moon and Oppenheimer are sort of one and two, or two and one, depending which way you look at it. For those who follow our Twitter, social media channels and our website, there was a recommendation there to catch Oppenheimer when it was at $9. Max, I know you caught it at $13, so well played earlier in the year. But now I think it's time to pull the trigger on Flower of the Moon, which is currently best odds at $5.50. I don't know if it's going to get as long as 10 there, Tony, unless something amazing is released at one of these festivals. So it's not great odds, but I think come October, would expect those odds to reduce. The political element, I think, aligns very well with Academy voters. We've got the massive credibility factor behind Scorsese, Leo, Robert De Niro, et cetera, et cetera. I don't expect those guys to be working as hard as Jamie Lee Curtis on the circuit. So that might be a negative. Again, there's not a big market edge here, but I think history will tell us that there's a lot's going to change between now and March, and $5.50 feels like a sort of safe bet to have at the moment. So then on to Emmys then, Tony. I really like the look of the limited series markets. But before we get into those, it's just sort of two really sort of important statistics to highlight and to catch before the Primetime Emmys Awards. And this is actually your statistical work, Tony, which is firstly to watch out for the casting winners. So casting winners of limited series, 9 of the last 10 years, the best cast has gone on to win limited series. And then in comedy, it's not quite as high, but 7 of the last 10 years, the winner of best cast has gone on to win best comedy series. So there are two to sort of really look out for. So into sort of a medium to high conviction bet, this is for Jeffrey Dahmer. And it's a bet recommendation just on the market edge alone. I've got a sort of price is about a 40% chance. The odds are currently north of $4. So you're getting a sort of a really significant edge on that market. Dharma and Beef both have 13 nominations, both have 2 directing nominations. The downside for, I think, Dharma is it doesn't have the casting gravitas of something like Beef. So Richard Jenkins and Evan Peters are more of a sort of a duo. But again, just look out for the casting winner of that particular category, and that would generally point you in the right direction. So Dharma to win best limited series, which I think is $4.50, best prices available at Unibet. So then on to a comedy actress. Really like the look of Rachel Brosnahan here. So last year at the Emmys, the star that was rising very brightly was Abbott Elementary. It didn't ultimately win best comedy, but at the time, I think we all expected it to continue to rise, but it's missed a really key nomination, which was for writing. And that was the same category that it won last year. So I'm betting on for comedy generally that it's going to be a disappointing night for Abbott, and we'll be doing betting against it in every possible category. I think Quinta Bronson for this at $1.45 or $1.50 is overrated. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel has a total of 14 nominations. Abbott got 8. I'd rate Rachel Brosnahan about a 1 in 3 chance, or $3.33. Odds of $4.33 is a 30% market edge. She's won previously. Emmy Voters Love to Repeat, and Joyce Eng currently has her in top spot. So that's a medium conviction bet on that one, Tony. And just two more to go here. So one is a supporting actress for limited series. So this is for Claire Danes, a three-time Emmys winner. She doesn't appear too much in the first two episodes, but from three onwards, she definitely makes her presence felt. Also ranked in the number one category by Joyce Eng. She's one of the best in the predictions business. Her rival to win the category, Niecy Nash-Betts, I think is overrated as a chance. Having watched the show, it's not a strong supporting role. There's not too many big moments there. So for Claire Danes, I've got her about a 45 to 50% chance to win, and that's a big market edge of over 60%, $3.75, Claire Danes to win. Supporting Actress Limited.
Mm.
So this is for supporting actor in comedy. So we mentioned earlier that Joyce Eng describes this as the most open category, but the betting markets don't reflect this. So I really like the look of James Marsden. So does Joyce Eng and Scott Feinberg. They'll both sort of influence the vote. And then Clayton Davis from Variety. He likes Phil Dunster. So I think both, you know, those Davis, Feinberg and Joyce Eng will all carry a degree of influence. So Dunster in Ted Lasso has the greatest sort of transformation arc in his character. And for those who actually make it to the end, that may pick up some votes. And James Marsden, just on the back of the sleeper Smokey theory, I expect Jury Duty to, as more people watch it, more people will vote for it. And at odds of James Marsden of $19, that's exceptional. Phil Dunster, still available at TAB for $26. Sportsbet is at $13. So they're both two that you should have in your pocket. And that's just a low conviction play for those two guys. That's it for me. Thanks, Tony.
Nice, Professor. Nice. Max, what do you got?
I've just got one. holding on for dear life for this potential long shot, which I don't think is really a long shot. And that's at the Emmys, and it's Best Actor Comedy. Now, I've just finished The Bear, and this, as you were saying, that Jeremy Allen White was down to like $1.05 on some betting sites, which I think is complete crazy town, particularly in the category of Best Actor Comedy. So for me, I just think Jason Sudeikis has a real chance, a legitimate chance. And at $9 at Unibet, that is without question a best bet. And that's it.
Okay, so Memmy's ones for me. These are all medium conviction. And also, yeah, bear in mind that I haven't seen any of these shows, so I'm just going on the wins and how they're blowing. Drama series lead actor, yeah, Kieran Culkin, $2.25 at Unibet, is the absolute outright favorite on Gold Derby. The combined scores, combined odds, yeah, I think that's a crazy price, $2.25. Comedy series, The Bear, even though, yes, what we just said, Lasso keeps popping up when it shouldn't, $3.75 at Bet365 and Unibet. I think that's too good to pass up that price. And lead actress in a comedy like you, Professor, Brosnahan and Maisel, $4.33 at Sportsbet. Yes, please. I'm on that. Limited series lead actor, Steven Yeun, like I said, $3 at TAB, I like. And limited series supporting actress, Professor Claire Danes and Fleischman, $3.75 at Sportsbet. And contrary to you, Professor, I say hold on Killers of the Flower Moon, at least till mid-September. Wait till Venice and Toronto are finished, because I think there's going to be, you know, three or four or five titles that are going to bump up in front of it, because they're fresh in people's minds. They've seen it. They'll have good reviews, you know, stuff like Maestro, Lee even maybe, or Next Girl Wins, whatever it is. I think Killers, I don't think it's a stretch to say Killers could hit 10, you know, just before it's, 2 weeks out from its premiere in October. So just hold, I reckon, until Venice and Toronto are done.
Yeah, I agree. You just wait until and see what comes out of Venice and Tron. And there may be other films that we don't even, yes, you know, that aren't on the radar.
Absolutely.
Come through and just like, oh, my gosh, this is a real crowd pleaser and everyone loves it. And boom, boom, boom. Yeah, $6, $7, $8. I don't know if we get to 10, but, yeah, if it even gets to $7, then it's time to strike.
Yep.